In the 1500s, did you realize, knowledge got mobile?
It's too easy to say he was the Steve Jobs of the publishing industry of the 1500s, but he might have been the Steve Jobs of that world.
He's talking about Aldus Manutius, a Venetian entrepreneur who found success in the disruptive technology of his day, printing. He invented the mass-producible book we now think of as the modern paperback. Author Robin Sloan wrote a novel with Manutius in the cast, the best-selling Mr. Penumbra's 24-hour bookstore.
He was someone who was simultaneously so interested in, you know, the ideas, the art of it. There was a reason that he was the first one to publish the classics, Aristotle and Cicero and Homer and Virgil and all the rest that we so associate with the Renaissance. But at the same time, you know, this wasn't some quiet scriptorium. He was using this brand new technology, and he was actually improving the technology.
On the 500th anniversary of his death, Aldus Manutius is being celebrated by the oldest bibliophile society in the U.S., the Grolier Club. Michael Rao, Takeaway producer and book critic, says Manutius' small editions were, in a sense, the first mobile app.
That was the big innovation. Before that, books were these large, unwieldy, gigantic things that you had to go visit in their natural habitats. They were probably chained up. And what Manutius did was sort of set books free and make them into these very small editions that you could carry around. They were very clean, no commentary, just the text, really well designed. And suddenly you could take a book and read it under a tree, you know, read it in your bed by a candlelight and have a new relationship entirely to these classics.
And the idea that people would read as opposed to a priesthood would read, that was very revolutionary, even for this time.
Not only did he print these classics, he also printed dictionaries and grammar guides in Latin and Greek. So exactly like you said, it would no longer have to just be for an elite class of people. Anyone could have access to these.
He was the first person to print, say, an edition of Aristotle that you could curl up with. And to me, that's just magical. Like, what could be more fundamental than curling up with a good book? And yet, here's this person in this time and place, and it was an invention.
And there were plenty of books you couldn't curl up with. I mean, you described them a little while ago. I mean, there were certainly the scriptorum monastery, you know, biblical texts that were in the big libraries. But even books were not something you could lug around.
No. And George Fletcher, who's the curator of this new exhibit about Aldus Manutius at the Grolier Club, explained to me sort of what books were like before Manutius came along.
If you look at the Middle Ages, the books by and large that have survived, the manuscripts that have survived, are large, heavy, extraordinarily valuable, expensive to create volumes. And they were kept in place. And if they were misplaced for whatever reason, it would be a particular blow to the person or the institution who owned it. Essentially, you had to go to the books and it had to be indoors. It's not as if you could prop one of these things up on your stomach and be comfortable with it.
Those books were huge works of art. They had inscriptions on the sides. There were paintings and pictures associated with them. The text itself, the calligraphy, was a form of art. This printing was something fundamentally different.
And it was something that there was a demand for. Almost as soon as Manutius started printing his books, other printers realized that he was onto something and started trying to imitate him.
We know that he invented a better mousetrap because piracy started instantaneously. It took them about a year to get started, but they had to create a typeface and get themselves geared up. But then it took off like wildfire.
And what kinds of paper did they use? What kinds of technology did it take to actually bind these books together?
Manutius's competitors didn't use the same quality material he did, and so he tried to warn his customers that if, you know, the paper looked cheaper or if the ink smelled funny or if the font had kind of like a Frenchy look, because a lot of these imitations came from the city of Lyon in France, that they were probably counterfeits. But actually, his competitors then just took this information and used it to tweak their imitations and produce more and more other books that were similar in style to his.
Well, the Renaissance was about entrepreneurship as much as it was about technology, that's for sure. The Manutiuses survived, though, right? Even though there were plenty of competitors, part of what you were celebrating is the survival of these Manutius prints and these editions.
Yeah, and that's what's something that's really amazing about it is these books, of course, were behind glass cases at the Grolier Club, but they are still artifacts that we can access and read today. And the information in there is just as readable now as it was 500 years ago. I mean, people who talk about Mencius and see him as a Steve Jobs and kind of think about the innovation he was doing in his time draw a line between what he was doing to our iPads and Kindles and e-readers and iPhones today, which are our outlet for technology, our way that we access the modern tomes of learning.
Media, just media in any sense. And you can feel that in just even looking at these objects that you visited.
I think that our stuff today, our new stuff, the phones and the tablets, actually still have a lot of work to do before they can claim the title of inheritors. The books have already proven their staying power, right? You know, we can actually read and make sense of books printed 500 years ago, and we have some confidence that books printed today, if they're taken care of, can last 50 years, 100 years, or longer. There's no evidence yet that phones and tablets or any of the content or any of the apps produced for those devices can last that long.
And there's no evidence the companies want them to last that long. They want us to keep buying. That's Robin Sloan, author of the best-selling Mr. Penumbra's 24-Hour Bookstore, talking about Aldus Manutius and the mission that technology has to show its staying power in comparison with books that were celebrated at this event you went to.
I know, and I think we think of our closets. All of us have old CDs that we don't play anymore because we don't have disk drives, or old VHS tapes that are just kind of sitting there collecting dust. And it's true. Today's inventors haven't yet discovered that thing that will have the same amount of longevity as books.
Maitli Rao, Takeaway producer and book critic, thanks so much.
Thanks, John.